All right, let's move on to BGM.
You ruin everything you see. It's like some twisted jamboree.
All right, so I have a great love of BGM ever since he won Narine number 11. So, great stuff. I've gone to his Bandcamp from a basement, and I've listened to stuff there. He does good stuff. This is okay. I don't think it's the best thing he's ever done. I'm not going to be coming back to this over and over again. But it's okay. I think it's hilarious that he did the entry of the gladiators on what sounds like a recorder. So that earns at least some points for me for being absolutely hilarious. But other than that, it's just okay. Which, in the middle of a fight of 90 or so, just okay is at least a good thing. I'm not gonna... Look, he doesn't lose any points for me.
Yeah. I think I was a judge in Narine 11, and I think I loved most of his songs in that as well. So I know that he can do a lot better. And I've heard a lot of his more throwaway stuff where he just has like a Casio play a bossa nova beat, and then he does this kind of distracted travelogue kind of voice or something. I don't know.
It's just a like Casio doing a bossa nova beat. Is it like Wesley Willis? It's just like, oh, I've found a button here that I like, and I'm just gonna press it, and then
yeah, it's like that, but it's you know, it's very well done and it's very pretty and it's nice, like all of his stuff is. So, but this one has a very Latin rhythm to it too, but not on a Casio. I didn't think this was his best work, but I did not mind hearing it and would listen to it again.
Yeah, I thought this was just really good. So sort of a familiar sound from what I thought was Spin Tunes, but I might be misremembering it. It might be Narine. It might be both. As far as I'm concerned, this guy can do no wrong. And I'm definitely going to vote for this. It's just charming as hell. Great voice. Great production.